due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The woman that I'm going to be fighting tonight, I can't seem to get rid of. But one thing I do know is that every time the two of us step foot in this ring, there's going to be a war. And I came ready for a war. I came ready to rip somebody's arm off.
Hey, it's Beth Phoenix from the WWE, and you're listening to Rich Jones and the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 19th. Where has the time gone? October. Holidays today, real quick. It's Evaluate Your Life Day. I mean, that should be every day, shouldn't
That's
it?
That's what Bray Wyatt's doing all week.
He's doing all week. Well, the funhouse was burned down. So it's also Sweetest Day. Birthdays today. Really nobody in the WWE, but WWE's Paige's mom, Sweet Saraya Knight, is 48 today. So think about that. Paige's mom is 48. How old are you? You could be Paige's mom or dad.
No, I cannot be Paige's mom or dad.
No, not you, but I'm talking about the audience in general. Everybody out there.
Well, Paige is like 25 or 26, so.
Wow. She's got quite the career since she started.
Yeah, I know. It's a little older than that. She might be.
I think she's like 28.
Yeah, I think it's like 28 now.
Yeah, so.
She came up like right after she turned 21.
She's about the same age as me.
Oh, yeah? All right.
You can go away now.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying there's a chance. No,
so you're
no.
saying you're almost as old as the show.
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah, by the way, the show does change to 26 in about 2 weeks, I think. November 13th, so it's about 4 weeks maybe. But hey, WWE's in town this weekend. Tomorrow night, Sunday night at the Blue Cross Arena. There still are great tickets. I wish I had some to give away. I wish I had some for myself. Either they're selling that great or they don't care how many people come to the show.
I'm going with the latter.
Yeah, I'm guessing too because, the last time you did a Sunday night, they had a great turnout. So what I told you guys about when we ended the show last week is I wanted you to think about what Halloween costume, what wrestler you're going to dress up as. And I want you guys to call us at 222-1280. Tell us what wrestler you're going to dress up as this Halloween. Since Halloween is today's 19th, so it's 31st, so it's 12 days away now. It's a Thursday, so it's a week from Thursday.
Yes.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I love Halloween. It's a great time of year. Maybe I'll play some creepy music. Who knows? But let me go through my plugs before I start turning this into the show. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. Join us November 2nd for UFC 244, Salvatore's Saloon, and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And it starts at 10 p.m. You want to get there early. Come hang out with us. We'll have a good time, I promise. That's November 2nd, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 244. Busy day for me that day. I'm looking forward to the main event, which is Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal. So it's like, you remember Masvidal killing Ben Askren last time he fought him?
Yes.
And Ben Askren's actually fighting next weekend. He's fighting Damian Maia a week from today on a fight night on ESPN Plus. But that's the main event. There's some great fights coming up. There's like a fight in early December. It's going to have three title shots on it from Las Vegas. I have a friend of mine going to that. So Very cool. So that, hey, that's not this weekend, but next week, or yeah, next weekend. No, 2 weekends from now, November 2nd. I'm confused now. It's only the 19th. I keep thinking it's later than that. Let's see what else. Bill, let's see. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Or if you're into the men's team, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, City Fear. Find them on Facebook or flowercityfear.com. Hey, I'm the Cash Man. I am joined this week by Furby.
What up?
Sporting his New Orleans Saints jersey.
Deuce McAllister today, baby. Used to be my favorite player until I realized what football really was.
He was, well, he's a coach, isn't he? Coach of Philly's running backs now?
Yep.
Yeah, I listen when the games are on. And of course, Danger Boy's with us.
Good morning.
So we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling, and you can give us a call. I want to know which costume you're going to dress up as and what wrestler. You know, what are there wrestlers out there besides the Fiend that, you know, would make a great Halloween costume?
Well, you can always go old school. You can do the Flair or the Hogan or Macho Man.
Yeah,
you can DX.
I mean, listen, I want to see those Sunday night here at the Blue Cross Arena. You guys got to come out in your costumes. Maybe the WWE will let you do like a parade around the arena or something, you know?
Something tells me they won't be doing that.
You don't think so?
You might be able to do it around the ring. Like outside, but they're not going to like bring people over the railing. Or
I know. Maybe they'll throw candy to them too. I remember WWE's people have thrown candy out into the crowd before when we get close to the holiday. So I'm going to encourage everybody to wear their costume. Come, I know. Remember we saw that little Roman Reigns there the last time they were here. Wasn't that great? The kid must have been 2 years old, and he was a perfect. He had the drawn on hair on his face, and he had like the perfect suit on. It looked exactly like Roman Reigns, you know. It's pretty cool. So why don't you come on? Don't forget that Sunday night. We'll talk about it as we get closer. I want to get the people that, you know, hang out in the parking lots that want to see, you know, tell me who they want to meet this time that they all come. Because, you know, the interesting thing about the Blue Cross Arena, and I don't know if I say this enough or not, but in a lot of arenas in America, the wrestlers park underneath the actual arena. There's like parking underneath it. There's no parking underneath the Blue Cross Arena. They have to park across the street. So if you want to meet a wrestler, there's that period from which they park their car and they have to go in through the back door in which people will mob them. You know, and I'm probably they're not happy that I even bring that up, but you know, I think it's hilarious. By the time Chris Jericho screwed everybody when he was going to get out, he was going to stop the limo and he was going to get out and sign stuff. And in the end, he said, screw you, and then tore off, you know, and everyone booed him.
What's great is whenever we bring one of these old timers on and we have someone on and they talk about wrestling at the Blue Cross Arena or War Memorial, as it was called. They all remember that fact that you have to park across the street and walk across the street to go into the arena.
I don't think many are happy about that.
No, it always comes up, though.
It does. It does. Because, oh, yeah, that's the arena that you have to park across the street for. So maybe that's an improvement they can make, you know, for the arena in the future when if they, you know, want to actually improve the arena. They could actually, you know, put a parking garage underneath it or someplace in which the wrestlers don't have to deal with the fans waiting outside with the autograph pads. And, you know, please sign this for my kid. I only got 6 of these action figures right now for, you know, I swear it happens every time. And, you know, Rick, you know, I know you're out there, buddy, so give me a call. Well, Rick is a smart one. He always goes for the girls coming in, you know. He's like...
Smart, creepy, same thing.
Yeah, sure, yeah. But so that's going on Sunday. You definitely want to check that out. Have a good time. Please dress up in Halloween. So come with your pain clinic shirt. We're going to go around and see. I'll be honest with you, I don't have tickets right now, but, I mean, if I have to fork over $15 on Sunday night, and there's seats there in the hundreds. Or like the 107 section, $15 tickets. That's a lower section. It might be in a corner, but you see pretty good from anywhere. I mean, I sat there last time, so definitely you know, dig through your couch cushions. I'm sure there's a lot of change down there. I mean, everybody's got change in their couch cushions, or maybe you had someone who had a pocket full of change come over and leave without any of it, wonder where it went. That's where it is, so you can buy a ticket from that, the money you pull out of there. And come out and have a good time. It will be a lot of fun. Danger, you're going to come? I know that right now we don't have tickets, but I know it's tough on a Sunday night, because if you got to work early Monday morning.
Well, it'll be over well before.
It's like 10:30, I think finished. I think it finished 10:30 last time.
Yeah, no, and the Bills game will be well over by then. I would like to go. I have not 100% made up my mind, but I would like to go because I want to see all these SmackDown superstars on a Raw show.
Me too. And these
6 people I've seen advertised, 4 of them are SmackDown superstars.
And, you know, we could always start at the Dinosaur and have a few adult beverages and then walk our way down there. I know you're going, Ferb, right?
I am all in.
You're all in. So maybe we'll meet up early and go have
a few. Wrong company.
Hey, wait a second. We'll meet up early, go in and have a few adult pops, and then go down there and have a good time. Usually it's a lot of fun. And, you know, listen, they don't come that often. I mean, yes, November 1st, they're going to be at, is it November 1st?
November 1st.
It's going to be, the SmackDown is going to be in Buffalo the day after Crown Jewel.
I was going to say, that's going to be a very interesting show, because who in the world is actually going to be in Buffalo after Saudi Arabia? Who knows?
The women.
Well, the thing is,
all of the women.
They get a direct flight here, I think. There's got to be.
Unless they're taking Vince's plane, there's no direct flight from Saudi Arabia to Buffalo.
There's got to be. Well, then they're going to take Vince's plane, or maybe they'll come into Toronto and come across that way. But
that would probably be the best bet.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the day after Crown Jewel, the live Friday night SmackDown is going to be, and this one will be on the Fox network, unlike next Friday night, which I kind of wanted to bring up before we start too much. Next Friday night, if you don't have cable and you're watching it over the air, you're not going to be able to watch it, because I believe the World Series is going to preempt.
Yes. Yep.
World Series will be preempting SmackDown, but it will be on Fox Sports 1, which they just started heavily promoting this week. I didn't realize that. It's like, oh yeah, baseball. So Fox Sports 1, and actually they've been rerunning SmackDown on Fox Sports 1, too. I think it's on Monday or Tuesday nights. I think I can't remember.
They actually did move the baseball game last night to Fox Sports 1, which actually pushed Ohio State to the Big Ten Network because of Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, so we're trying to figure out, when I was texting last night with Danger, it's like, is this something, you know, I mean, is this a compromise by the WWE? Because the last time I remember a show,
they had to have known going in that the World Series would trump a regular SmackDown.
The last time I remember them being, deleted or put on another channel was when there was this dog show on the USA Network, okay?
The World Series is a little better than a dog show.
I know. I'm just saying that,
You know, if someone handed me $1 billion, they could put me on any station they wanted.
That's what I said, too. You know, it's like, you know, you're paying a lot of money. But it is next Friday. It'll be on 400 if you have time. If you have Spectrum cable, it'll be on Fox Sports 1. And I just thought that was interesting. It's like, you know, and yeah, like I mentioned, you know, they're getting paid, you know, multiple zeros. So, I mean, but is that a compromise early in this contract? Will this happen more often than not? Or is it only during baseball?
No, I think it's
season?
Only baseball they have to worry about.
Okay, well, then, you know, but so next Friday, you will see the show on Fox Sports 1. But I watched backstage on Fox Sports 1 this week, and I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I have not watched that one yet.
It was pretty cool, because
has to be one day a week I don't watch wrestling.
They were talking real stuff. Christian was on it with them, and they were talking real stuff. It wasn't kayfabe stuff. They were talking about things in their career, and I thought it was pretty cool. And they had like some video packages of stuff, you know, of a day in the life of people.
Don't forget their Blockbuster trade.
What was that? Oh yeah, it happened during that.
Yeah, the trade that, you know, this huge Blockbuster trade they built up, that was Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross for nothing.
And how much sense does that make, first of all?
Especially when it's two draft picks.
And exactly. And when they were talking about how you can get drafted as a tag team, they draft them separately to Raw and then trade them to SmackDown for future draft considerations? What does that
What's
even
really
mean?
Funny is I just a couple days ago in my timeline on Facebook, it popped up from when they did a draft trade years ago with ECW involved, where ECW got one person out of it. SmackDown got like three and Raw got like four, and I go, oh yeah, every GM would make this trade.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, and it still killed me. Second week of this draft, and how many times do we hear, and staying on the Raw brand? It's like, does it make a big deal? You know, if they're staying on the same brand that they were on already.
Well, I'm surprised they remembered who was on who. Because when they said staying on the Raw brand with the Revival, or on SmackDown last week with the Revival, they weren't a SmackDown team. They were a Raw team that won the SmackDown titles.
Yes. It didn't make any sense.
And the other part, too, with the Heavy Machinery, they messed up the whole draft pool. They drafted them the first night on SmackDown when they were supposed to be on the Raw draft pool.
Yeah.
It's like they had no idea what they were actually doing.
Yeah, I was just kind of watching some of this stuff this morning from last night's SmackDown, and I was watching Heavy Machinery and Otis drink some sort of...
The pancake batter?
Yeah, pancake batter all over his face, and then when he shook his head up and down, it went all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And the New Day was running away from
him. How about Otis and Big E doing the paddling on the legs there, and both doing the air humping going on at the same time?
Yeah, I think that could be the end of all, you know, just because it's like that's the first sign of the apocalypse is you've got Heavy Machinery and the New Day working together. But go to the phones real quick. We got Dan from Rochester. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, brother?
How's it going?
Good. Good, good, good. Hey, I got three quick things to ask.
Sure.
Number one, is that the real Charlotte Flair?
Is that
someone said that? Someone said that she had took some time off and somebody replaced her.
No, no, that's Charlotte Flair. When you, it's harder to put someone stand in who looks exactly like her. You know, yeah, no, that's Charlotte Flair, who you're is on TV every week.
Okay, that's good to know.
She did you're right. She did take some time off, you know, but I think it was, you know, I think it was when her dad was having some health problems, but she's okay. Yeah, that's definitely her.
Okay, and what's your thoughts on the two main events at Crown Jewel? Braun Strowman match and Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, that's a good question. Braun Strowman's taking on a boxer who apparently is into it. That's what I hear. The guy,
supposedly he's actually doing really well in the performance center, too.
Yeah, he's apparently Braun Strowman's very into it to see what this guy, you know, to go out there and put on a good match.
To be fair, you give me $15 million, I'm going to be into anything you want me to do.
Yeah, yeah, this guy's making he's making a ton of money. He's getting more, and I was kind of pointing this out last weekend, he's getting more exposure with the WWE than the fans who watch boxing, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is, they're good. What apparently they're bringing him in because he's got a huge boxing match early next year, like in February, I think, and they want to get him high exposure, so they figured this, and it's like, man, he shouldn't even get paid for doing this.
This is the first time a boxer fought a wrestler.
Oh, I know. The last time we saw was Big Show versus
Big Show and Mayweather.
It was terrible.
And they keep screwing that whole thing up too, because they keep saying it's the first time an undefeated boxer has taken on a professional wrestler or a sports entertainer.
So, yeah.
In the ring, exactly. And it's like no, that's not true.
No,
Mayweather's still undefeated. They changed that on Monday and said heavyweight later.
Oh, okay. So that's
yesterday they said just undefeated wrestler or boxer, and that's not true.
Well, wait a second. Yeah, it's wait a second. I mean, they're both heavyweights. So I mean,
well, yeah, but they said heavyweight boxer.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Mayweather was, you know, he's a little
featherweight or whatever. Yeah.
Do you see Cain Velasquez beating Brock again?
I don't see it happening there. We know that Cain is due for a surgery on his knee still, and maybe they can write him off a little bit while after this. But I don't think Brock is going to drop it. That, remember, nothing happened last year at the Crown Jewel. Remember, the only thing that happened at all, the whole Crown Jewel last year, was Shane McMahon snuck in and became the greatest wrestler in the world. Or was that the Battle Royal? No, that was it. Yeah, that was the.
They'll probably become the greatest tag team in the world this year too.
Oh yeah, so
whoever remembers anything that happens at Crown Jewel?
Yeah, nothing changed. Honestly, there was. I mean, but everyone showed up. Remember last year they wanted the Undertaker and Goldberg, or was that? Yeah.
No, that was. I think the last it was Michaels and.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, versus Undertaker and Kane.
Got hurt.
Yeah,
and my costume's gonna be El Snow.
Your costume? So you're gonna come with a head in your hand?
Yeah.
Help me, right? Help me backwards on his forehead. Okay.
All right.
Okay, take it easy, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to call 222-1280, star 1280, tell me what you're going to wear as a costume. I would love to do this guy. I have to draw all over myself and stuff, but we're going to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280. You can text us at that number if you're shy. We'll read your funny text.
I'm very happy this guy's on Raw.
Yeah. And they actually gave him a good – they picked him, and then he popped up and wrestled right after it, so it was good.
I'm sure his wife's happy, too.
Yes, yeah, Mrs. Aleister Black. So we'll be back right after this. You'll listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Enjoy this little niche you've carved out for yourself, but know this. Monday Night Raw belongs to the OC. Hey! Welcome to the fam.
You think I slashed the Bailey Bellies to be relevant? That is not why I slashed those Bailey Buddies, those stupid Bailey Buddies. I slashed those Bailey Buddies because that has defined me my entire career. It is how they saw me. They saw me fun and colorful, something to put a smile on their face. But what about me, Miz? Every single week I gave and I gave and I gave headbands, high fives, hugs, and all they did was take. Go!
Bron, you say you know a lot about me, so let's get one thing cleared up now. I'm not out of my element in any ring. And you know the best thing about it? I'm going to prove that at the Crown Jewel. When the heavyweight champion of the world steps into your ring, you're going to be looking up off your back, because I'm going to knock you out.
You know, up to this point in my life, I always thought I was being held back because of my height. But the reality is, my height is what makes me who I am. And in this life, it's okay to be exactly who you are.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Thank you, Kurt Angle, WWE Hall of Famer, retiree, mentor to Shorty.
Shorty G.
Shorty. Shorty there, Gable. Shorty Gable.
I can't believe they did that yesterday.
They lost all credibility with him.
I know.
I feel so bad for him.
But you know what? When in the video package of his new Shorty G thing,
it was a great promo he did yesterday until he turns and goes, you know what? Let's shorten that up a bit. Let's go Shorty G.
Well, when they were showing, if you saw the promo video, it had him beating all these giants in the video. So it's like all the big guys are showing.
Well, they had him, you know, doing moves to him, but every match he had against Corbin, except for the one he lost.
Why gimmick a guy who's getting over? He's getting over as Chad Gable, and then all of a sudden you just kind of ruin his name. And
yeah.
It's
nothing's more embarrassing than listening to Stephanie McMahon announce your name to the brand. Shorty Gable or Shorty G. It's like, ugh. Okay, thank you,
makes
Stephanie.
Makes me want to puke.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I will say that I thought it was a pretty significant thing to be given time on the Fox channel, you know, to let him come out and have actually a great match.
Well, that's the worst part. Supposedly Vince loves him, too.
Yeah. So just, you know. You know, we don't call names on the Pain Clinic, you know. We try not to, at least. I don't, you know.
Not on the air.
Wait till the, you know. But by the way, we're on Facebook Live, so you never know what you're going to see when that's on. Sometimes we forget about that, right?
It's happened.
I've done it. I'll admit it. So, hey, we're back. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, before we get into any other topics. We've got a text message. Thoughts on Bayley? I think if things go well, her heel turn is going to be a fun ride, hoping it leads to a huge feud with Sasha down the line.
That's what I heard rumors is going to happen, that Sasha's going to go good on this whole thing eventually.
Really? Maybe Sasha didn't want to be the bad guy in the whole thing?
I like Sasha better as a bad guy, but Bayley is doing pretty well right now.
Sasha's way better as a heel, and Bayley's turning out to be a fantastic heel right now. I mean, to turn Sasha, if anything, hopefully it's way, way down the road, because I don't want her to end up going back and forth, like the Big Show. I mean, look what that did for him.
Or okay. Charlotte.
Or anybody, really, that goes back and forth all the time.
It's AJ kinda, Styles.
Stick to one character is all I'm saying.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe, who's, I love when he's sitting there doing commentary with a cast on his hand.
I love how on Thursday or on Friday last week, they kept saying that there was an injury pool, and if you're in the injury pool, you weren't going to be drafted, and then all the injured people got drafted on Monday.
Yeah, to be honest with you folks, WWE may not draft everybody who's there, but they're not letting anybody do anything else. I mean, just because they don't get drafted doesn't mean they're not going to show up.
And they put them on brands anyways. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's people like, the Iconics. Have you seen either of their names pop up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe they're on Raw.
Okay, so they did.
They popped up the same time Luke Harper and Cesaro did.
So where's Luke Harper? Is he on Raw, too?
He's on SmackDown.
Really? Because Eric Rowan went to Raw. Yeah.
Yep.
They split them up.
Huh. I kind of like what he was doing with Eric Rowan. I mean, it didn't look like it had long legs for the angle, but... Interesting. Yeah,
when does WWE stick with anything that we like?
No, but so I guess one good thing is we're going to see a bunch of cross-promoted guys in Rochester tomorrow night here at the Blue Cross Arena, 7 o'clock start time. I'm going to stop giving them free plugs. I mean, but you guys know, if you're a wrestling fan, that's where it's going to be on Friday.
They told you 7 times during the show yesterday.
At least. And it was scrolling on the bottom, too, and... You know, so it's going to, I'm sure it'll be a fun show. I remember last show. I remember how loud people got when, what's her name came out? Remember the Bella Twins showed up out of the blue? Was that the last time they were here in town? The Bellas showed up, were part of the women's 6-way tag team match or whatever?
I don't. All these house shows are blurring together for me.
But I remember.
Wasn't last time when Alexa couldn't wrestle, so she did like
the talk show,
the Moment of Bliss.
Yeah, yep. She did Moment of Bliss in the ring, and that's when we got Roman Reigns at the end of the night. I think he came out and wrestled the last match. Oh no, Braun Strowman wrestled the last match. It's hard for me to remember. I've seen so many shows, but I remember that they and Braun is going to be wrestling AJ Styles according to the TV commercial. Yep. So we get that as a main event. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, you guys dress up in your favorite costume. So some other news. We didn't even talked about it yet, but let's talk a little bit about the Bish. The Bish is no longer part of Fox and SmackDown and WWE. So thoughts on that, Danger? Eric Bischoff has been replaced by
the guy who was doing the job anyways.
Yeah, the guy, you know, which doesn't surprise.
Which is Bruce Pritchard.
Bruce Pritchard, who we had his brother Tom Pritchard on the air once here, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was complaining about beat guys getting trained incorrectly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, so Bischoff is gone. Apparently, the word backstage is he is the fall guy for the fact that the first show drew so well and the second show lost 1 million viewers. So it took 1 week for them to use him as a fall guy. And the rumor beforehand was he was going to be the fall guy regardless.
I heard that he was just going to be used to transition it to Fox, and then he was pretty much done. That's what I was guessing from the beginning. So
from what I hear, this was supposed to be a full-time gig, and he was going to be used as a fall guy. He wasn't doing anything backstage anyways, really. He moved to Connecticut from Wyoming, which was a big move. It took him forever to get there. And then he didn't do it. He wasn't doing any of the creative stuff. Bruce was pretty much running the show anyways.
Yeah, he was doing the executive producing thing,
yeah.
You know, like, you know. And the interesting thing about that is, I didn't realize that his whole family moved to Stamford because of that. Well, I mean, that's a big move. I mean, I'm guessing
for 4 months.
I'm guessing he probably is rich enough to be able to buy a house and still have a house back where he was living, you know.
Well, he probably had like an apartment or something. And, yeah.
But I will say that he has said nothing but nice things about Bruce Pritchard since then. And him and Bruce share the same podcast dude. What's his name? The guy who does a podcast with him.
Conrad,
yeah. Conrad Thompson, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Conrad, he's like the guy who produces both their podcasts and everything. And I know there's funny. There's the night, did you see the night, the picture of him and Ric Flair having a drink with the boxer?
Well, Conrad is Ric Flair's son-in-law.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean Eric Bischoff.
Oh, Eric Bischoff, yeah.
And Ric Flair and Conrad and Tyson Fury having a drink at the bar after the first SmackDown episode. Interesting story, and I'm going to repeat. This is from my friend Vinny Paulino. He told me, remember, Eric Bischoff was in town not that long ago. He's doing his podcast here at the comedy at the Carlson. He came with Conrad Thompson. And Vinny had posted, you know, just to throw this out there, that Eric Bischoff came to do the whole thing here in Rochester and left his cell phone at home. So he's not surprised that this guy might have like a, you know, things slip his mind and things like that often, you know, but he was gone from home for like a few days in Rochester without a cell phone. So, I mean, that shows you, you know, maybe he's a little, you know, I don't know, eccentric, we'll say. But he is no longer the man in charge. Bruce Pritchard is. And I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. Maybe Bruce Pritchard will be more involved with creative. I don't know. He is Brother Love, right? Danger?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is Brother Love. So he's, you know, he did play a part on TV. You know, I mean, Heyman's not doing nearly as much on TV now without Brock. So, and it's interesting. Heyman's running Raw, but being a character on SmackDown. But Eric Bischoff's no longer, and it was a big deal when they announced Eric Bischoff coming in, and a lot of people had hard feelings about that. You know, a lot of people that Eric Bischoff directed their careers in the past and have gone nowhere have nothing but hard things to say about that. And I'm sure they're probably piling on now that he's unemployed. But, you know, Bischoff, he probably has something else up his sleeve, you know, I'm guessing. But, yeah, I didn't really hear anything bad that he was doing.
I heard he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just there was nothing. His fingerprint was not on the product.
You can tell. For better or for worse, and I will say there is some worse because everybody puts Heyman on this pedestal, but that Bobby Lashley stuff that's going on
I need stronger
with
hands.
With Lana is 100% Heyman stuff.
I need stronger hands. What?
I need that deeper.
Yeah. It's just such an uncomfortable feeling watching that.
Yeah.
But for better or for worse, you can tell that's Heyman's show.
Sure.
SmackDown's the same as it was.
Yeah, SmackDown hasn't changed.
No, it's true. But SmackDown always was more work rate. I mean, they start off with matches, you know.
But now they're going more towards what WWE is.
Yeah, you know, then throw in the Fox execs in the back room every time a draft pick is picked.
The whole thing I'm not getting at this point, and they just did this whole draft, and they could have put this off a little longer because they knew Crown Jewel was coming. There's so many cross-brand matches at Crown Jewel already.
Yeah.
Because you got The Fiend against Seth in a match that apparently cannot end according to, if you go take them for their word, what they said last night, the match cannot be stopped for anything.
That's correct.
That means that match will never end at Crown Jewel.
Well, no, it can be stopped at a pinfall, but you cannot.
They didn't say that. They said it cannot be stopped for anything.
Okay. We're going to take it. We're going to take
we're
them, at,
taking
their
them
word.
At their word.
That's right. Okay.
Wow.
And then you got, so Cain Velasquez, you know, he wasn't drafted or anything, but the everything going around backstage is he's staying with Rey Mysterio, who is a Raw superstar, taking on SmackDown's Brock Lesnar. And then you got the tag team turmoil match to determine the best tag team in the World Cup. It's got 47 different words in the line for the heading for the match. And that's got every tag team they have in it.
Yes.
Which means I better hope the Viking Raiders win so I can get those points in fantasy.
Gotcha. You know, I've always kind of laughed a little bit when they said that there would be a brand split. They even announced it during the draft that the people from Fox don't want to share the wrestlers with the team from USA.
They don't have a choice with the women's tag division because that's still, you're drafted to a brand, but if you're the tag champs, you can still go between brands.
I have a feeling that probably includes that too. You know, but I'm going to go to break on this because I want to talk a little bit about, when we come back, about the Chris Jericho Darby Allin match at the end of AEW last week. Did you guys watch that?
I did.
Okay,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There's some stuff to talk about there. So, and we got calls coming in too. 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. You got Tommy, what you dressing up for going to the WWE show Sunday night here in Rochester at the Blue Cross Arena? And then we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But you got to tell me who you're dressing up first as. Give us a call. I'll get you on hold during this commercial break, or you can text us as well. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We gotta be smart. We gotta even the odds. We gotta get a partner.
A partner? Who was you thinking?
You know what? We gotta get our M. Night Shyamalan on. Keep it a mystery.
A mystery?
Uh-huh.
See, that's why I like you.
Uh-huh.
That's why I like the way you do business.
Oh,
but you know what's not a mystery?
What's that?
We want the smoke.
Hi, this is Matt Morgan, the blueprint of this industry, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Matt Morgan, no longer a wrestler, but a politician now.
Yes.
And I got him in trouble, so I just felt I wanted to use that now because we got
him. It was 15 years ago.
I know. We got him in trouble with TNA's, some of their bosses there because he came on and talked about things that he was doing that probably wasn't supposed to do. Oh, cannoli donuts just showed up. Andrew the Authority Joseph pops in with him. So before we talk about the Darby Allin Chris Jericho match, which I will tell you as a fan who's not a big fan of the wrestlers, I mean you have to impress some certain fans. That was a pretty impressive match, especially the way it ended. But we're gonna go to the phones real quick first with Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
AEW is where it's at, man.
Oh, well, I'm surprised. The man who has the WWE blinders on says AEW is at where it's at?
That's where it's at now, man. I mean, them guys are just tremendous. I was waiting for some competition to come against WWE, and the right competition has come along.
Well, we need them to come to Rochester because WWE is going to be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, I only go to house shows when it's on TV.
Well, it's not a house show if it's on TV, then.
Yeah, well, you know, I only go to wrestling shows when it's on TV.
Why? You know what? I have more fun at the live events than I do at TV shows. I hate sitting in the dark waiting for commercial breaks to end.
The house shows are shows are always better. You get actual wrestling and get way better quality matches.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. I think, you know, WWE does them right too. So I mean, I'm just saying that. But so, what's up, brother?
Oh, just talking to AWE, man. I mean, that's. Like I said, you got Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone calling the match, along with the other guy. You got the best announcers in the game calling the AEW.
What's his name? Bigfoot? Is that his name? No.
I forget his name.
It's Calibur. I know. I'm just kidding. I will say that, you know, Tony Schiavone's great. I mean, I enjoy Tony Schiavone. I think he's been doing a great job so far. I think he's better. I hate to say it, but I like listening to him over Jim Ross, okay? I'm sorry.
I think Jim Ross is actually... Jim Ross has come down. I don't think he's not at that level he was in the late 90s, and no one can blame him. It's 20 years later. If you're saying they're the best announcers, you are not watching Mauro Ranallo, though.
Oh, my
I'm sorry. Mauro Ranallo is the best announcer in wrestling right now.
I like Mauro. No, but, I mean, you got Tony Schiavone, a legend, and you got Jim Ross, another legend. You can't beat those. You can't beat those combined together on the same show. You can't beat it. That's just like Jesse and Vince, or Vince and Macho Man, or Gorilla and Bobby.
Yes, Gorilla and Bobby, I'll accept that one. Of all those combinations,
there's no one better than Gordon Sully.
Yeah, Gordon Sully.
Gordon was nice.
And that's where Gordon Sully is. That's where Mauro Ranallo got his style from, was Gordon Sully. A lot of the way he does things. Mm. He was saying souple for a while, too.
I wish he still said it.
I know. He was saying souple, so it's like, and I love it.
That's actually the true pronunciation of it, too.
It is, you know, which is we're stupid Americans. We got to make it sound like X.
We had him on our show. I'll never forget.
Yeah, we had Gordon Sully on. We had Gordon Sully and we had Gorilla Monsoon there at the same, like within 2 weeks or 3 weeks of each other.
Right.
But, so wait a second. Let's talk a little bit about AEW. And I was going to bring this up to the guys. What did you think about that Darby Allin match with Chris Jericho where he taped his hands behind his back and then Darby Allin starts doing these flips off the corner, jumping through the ropes? I mean, this guy, there's no way he's protecting himself at all when he hits. So it's like he's depending on everybody there to be able to catch him. Because it's like, I thought it was absolutely insane. But my son, who is kind of like almost a lost cause for Love and Wrestling, he still watches it with me, but he's not nearly into it as he used to be. He said, wow, that's pretty cool after that whole match, the way that ended in the end. But, you know, Jack Swagger or Jake Hager came in and interfered. But what do you think about that? I mean, they put a guy at a complete disadvantage, and it was definitely something. It was a lot of fun to watch, and being a fan, I was scared more for the guy getting hurt than anything, you know?
It goes back to what I was about to bring up. The point is, I mean, just like the small women's champion, and then the small guy that was wrestling in the tag matches, they got AEW got some incredible athletes. You know, the small guy that was wrestling with tall guy against the Mexican guys. I forgot their name. You know what I'm talking about, the Mexican guys.
Yeah, Lucha Brothers.
If you're trying to make a case that Marco Stunt should be on TV, you need to stop watching wrestling.
No. I'm just saying that. But they put out some great stunts, some little stunts. So they put out some great stunts. And the way the women's champion slithered, I got out of that count, and slithered underneath the lady that was covering her.
Yeah,
I mean, they put out some great stuff, man. They got some great people that put out some great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they've been spending the last couple of weeks trying to introduce you to everybody who's in there. Well, I mean, right off the bat, this past week, we saw Christopher Daniels get a stinger on the ramp. Now, I don't know if that's legit or not, what that happened, but he got he jumped by the Lucha Brothers who jumped him.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, even his friends replied or said that he got stung. So it's like stuff happens like that, you know. I mean, but they're trying to introduce you to everybody, but they couldn't do it all on one show. So we're like taking a few shows at a time to bring in the people.
The only problem I had with the Darby Allin Chris Jericho match is I wish they took it was a couple weeks down the line and they took more time to introduce Darby Allin, because the fans really don't know who he is. They are watching on TV. He won me over at Fight for the Fallen when he took on Cody. That match was fantastic. This kid has something, even though I don't typically like, that kind of, you know, the garbage wrestling stuff anymore. I'm Joey Janela and them, but Darby Allin is something different, and he brings it out, and he had a great match with Jericho. It makes Jericho look a little weak that he needs help from Jack Hagar to beat this
a
kid.
A guy whose arms are tied. Yes. And he even slammed him onto that skateboard, too, man.
It
you
almost
know?
Kind of looks like that's what they're trying to portray with Jericho right now, is like kind of make him that snarky type top dog that he needs help, but you know he really doesn't. But he's going to try to build this ego and this staff around him to kind of make him kind of like that power hungry type guy going along with the elite.
It's classic wrestling. I mean, make the heel look vulnerable to think the face is going to win. Even
yes, but if you're going to do it with someone who's credible already as the guy who can make him look vulnerable.
I will say this. They did spend quite a bit of time early on the show in AEW pumping up why Cody needs to take that belt off of Chris Jericho.
Oh, that was a great video package.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they had his mom on it, and
and DDP.
Yeah, they had so it was interesting.
We need to see more of.
Yeah, hey, obviously. Troy, thanks for calling, man.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay, come out to the live event. You'll have a good fun time. I promise you. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Joey Cooperberg on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning. You know, I'm just going to go with some random thoughts. What a week of wrestling! I agree with you guys, Mauro, the best play-by-play guy on TV, that Cody video package with his mom with a Vineyard Vine shirt, if you check that out, was pretty cool with DDP. You know, it feels like I'm almost watching Nitro when I'm watching that with the big stage, which is why I enjoy more of a studio feel. And what?
Ooh, Joe, we're losing you. Hey, Joe, we're losing
you.
We're losing you, buddy. We're gonna call us back. I want to hear what you definitely had to say. We're gonna go to break real quick. We'll come back on the flip side, Mr. Cooperberg. Call back when you get a good sell spot. And he did make some good points, though. I mean, it sounds like he had a lot of random things to talk about. But yeah, there was. I mean, I will say once again, AEW. Not a lot of interviews, though. You know, during the show. You know, I mean, not a lot of. But the package was great. Some of the backstage stuff is really cool. And I think they're really depending on those announcers to get the whole story out to you. Tony Schiavone doing great. I mean, give Jim Ross some more time. I don't know. I mean, he does open the show, you know.
Don't forget about Excalibur.
Yes, Excalibur. He adds color to that without a doubt. And sometimes you'll notice that they kind of step on each other just a little bit. You know, they try not to, but it happens with everybody. Listen, we do it here on the show all the time. So, hey, we're going to go to break. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Yo, you want to get hardcore, you want to get extreme, well, the Sandman does it by listening to 1280 WHTK.
Thank you, Sandman.
Mr. Fullington.
Yeah, Mr. Jim Fullington there. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by Danger Boy, Furby, and Andrew the Authority Joseph in the studio with us.
You will respect my authority.
Thank you very much.
That will never go away. So welcome back to the show. I wanted to...
Banned in China, though.
Banned in China, yes. Have you been watching the new season of South Park, by the way?
I have not yet.
Turgidity Farms.
Tegrity
Farms.
This episode last Wednesday, you got to watch it. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. They rip LeBron James up one side and down the other. It is... They've outdone themselves this season.
Yeah, this whole legalization of marijuana in Colorado has been good for South Park. I will say that. I want to let you know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's. That's 2 weeks from today for UFC 244. Come join us, please. We'll have a good time, I promise. We'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door 149 East Ridge Road, Edwa, as well as Salvatore's Saloon. Let's get back into it. I got some news. We'll talk briefly about the news here since we only got a couple minutes left. So Fox, SmackDown on Fox lost 1 million viewers from week one to week two.
Yes.
It lost 1 million viewers. And that's why Eric Bischoff got fired?
Yep.
Ha. Huh.
I don't know. I think that was expected. Anytime you have a surge on your first show.
You're not expected to drop 25% of your audience.
If you believe that, guys, I got two words for you. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne
That's
Johnson.
That's why it dropped a million viewers.
Well, it dropped that, and they can't keep a product that anybody wants to watch on TV anymore.
Well, that too, but you've got the biggest movie star in Hollywood on a network television show. Obviously, people are going to tune in to watch him. That's obvious.
True.
So they got to bring Dwayne Johnson back full time.
Yeah, I just wonder who's going to get fired when they drop another million this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't, after last night's show, I mean, it wasn't anything different like we were talking earlier. It was pretty much the same kind of show that was going on USA before they left. So Vince McMahon used to have this theory on bringing in celebrities, and somehow that would boost the ratings. At one time, it did. But you have to bring in celebrities. You have to bring in celebrities that just don't show up once and walk away. You know,
they're keeping the Fox Sports guys on there pretty much every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that and the Fox board.
It's not bad, though, because, you know, these guys are known throughout the sport. They're trying to make this a sports program more than entertainment. Raw's becoming the entertainment show.
That's why we no longer have a Firefly Funhouse. That's why it got burned down.
So that's one piece of news that came out this past week. Another one looks like WWE. We talked about them buying this podcasting company. They now finally have a first podcast they're going to put out called After the Bell. It's going to launch this Wednesday, hosted by Corey Graves. It's going to offer fans an edgy, unpredictable look at the latest in Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and NXT. The podcast is the first for the WWE Podcast Network, partnership between WWE and Endeavor Audio.
How about what they tried to buy this week and they got shot down on?
So they tried. That's the next story, or two stories down. WWE tried to buy, what was it, NOAH?
Pro Wrestling NOAH.
Pro Wrestling NOAH.
And they also tried to buy Stardom.
Stardom, which is a female-only women's division in Japan.
They offered to fly all the women from Stardom to WrestleMania. They offered to put the guy who runs it in the WWE Hall of Fame next year, and they offered to keep everybody under contract, and they got shot down because the guys from Stardom didn't think they had as good idea as the people who ended up buying it from that own New Japan.
Yeah, so WWE's been wanting to make NXT Japan. It's their next branch out is to put an NXT division in Japan. So they wanted to buy something already existing. And they didn't. They couldn't. Except for NOAH was available.
It goes back a long way too. NOAH.
So they bought NOAH, and they're going to brand it as WWE Japan NXT.
No, they're not buying anything.
No, they're not buying anything.
They're not buying anything. They got shot down. They got told no.
So, but this is what they want to do. They can do it themselves. They did it in England, didn't they? Did they have to buy a company to absorb?
No, they work with companies in England, but the England scene got completely trashed when they brought NXT over there. They wanted to go head-to-head with World of Sport, which was bringing itself back up. Neither one is doing anything over there that anybody wanted it to. World of Sport's not even having current shows. And the entire indie scene has gone to crap because of WWE bringing NXT UK over there.
Really?
Any of those wrestlers can't wrestle on the indies anymore.
That's true. They couldn't do that in Japan either. But we'll see what happens.
They're trying to expand, and they're being told no for the first time.
Yeah, that is, I think, a big deal to WWE. They're still going to make a WWE NXT Japan. You know they're going to find some way to do it.
They can go ahead. I think it's going to fail. They're going to eat money.
We got to get out of here. One last thing. Mike Kanellis asked for his release. Interesting that he, you know, I mean, he's not being used. He says he's 34. He's wasting away, not doing anything. He just signed a five-year contract.
Is it a work?
I don't know, because he's not even on TV. If it was a work, at least there'd be some sort of payoff. You know, I don't know.
We get payoffs now?
No, not really. I know sometimes they happen.
It's been a while.
Sometimes. Well, guys, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much. We're going to see you Sunday night, Blue Cross Arena. Come on down. Wear your favorite costume. Come up and say hi. I'll have a pain clinic shirt on. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.